Tonight, we're going to study lesson number 40. This is so hard to believe. 40 weeks, we've talked about the importance of growth in the Christian life. We've picked different areas of the Christian life in which we have received instruction about growth. And tonight, lesson number 40, I want you to take your Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter number 28. Proverbs chapter 28. And I'm going to ask you to stand, Proverbs chapter 28. We're going to look at one verse here, and then we'll glance at another passage of Scripture right after it. Proverbs chapter 28, I want you to find verse number 1. And the Bible says this, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Look back at me. Here God tells us that righteous people are to be bold. Tonight, the lesson is about growing our courage. Our courage. I think a bit in Christianity today we're a bit cowardly. And I think compared to the Christians of past centuries and history, we're not real courageous anymore. I wish everybody here would take the time in their life to read the book called The Fox's Book of Martyrs and the people in history and what they went through to take a stand for the cause of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, one of those people was a man by the name of Daniel. Now, if you will, I want you to turn to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. We're going to look at 3 or 4 verses in Daniel 6. I'll let you get a seat, and then I'll teach you a little something about growing in the area of our courage. Daniel chapter number 6, and I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently. Look at verse number 10. "Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. His windows being opened in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Now, go to verse number 20. The Bible says, "When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever." Now go to verse number 26. It says, "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end." Let me pray for us. Father, help us tonight. Oh, all of us, we've had busy days and our minds are so interested in so many things. We've got all the plans for the next many days in our church and then our everyday lives. Our jobs, our homes, our vehicles, just the events of our daily responsibility added to the responsibility we have by serving you. But somehow, God, we need to slow our minds down so that we might learn the Bible tonight. That's why we came to church. So, Father, still us. And as you still the people, God, help me. My mind's busy. I want to focus. I want to attach my mind to the simple truth of tonight. And certainly, Lord, I want to help someone. Bless us with thy Spirit's presence. Might we recognize it, surrender to it. I, Lord, surrender my voice to you. Might the listeners surrender their ears and their perceptions, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lesson number 40, growing your courage. Anybody that's heard the story of Daniel knows that Daniel was a man of courage. I don't think Daniel was an old man. I think Daniel was a relatively young man when his courage started being developed and expressed publicly. Daniel was taken captive as a teenager. He was taken from his parents. He was taken to a wicked place called Babylon. He was there given a name of captivity. He was forced, I think, to go to schools that wouldn't have uplifted God and that would have been heathen schools. And just so you know, Daniel had some of his friends that were taken captive too. And I think the scripture seems to tell us that when his friends were taken captive, a few of them took a stand with him, but a whole bunch of them just gave in to the captivity and decided that we're just going to, you know, you've heard the old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans. Well, I think they said, when in Babylon, do as the Babylonians. But Daniel and a few of his friends said, no, you may have taken me captive, but Jesus is still free in my heart, and I plan to do right and live right while in captivity. For a little while, the Bible seems to give us the impression Daniel stood alone. And I don't think Daniel is the only one that stood, but I think Daniel was in a situation where he stood alone, because maybe there were others not in a given area or a given part of the kingdom where Daniel was serving. But Daniel was a good man, and he was a great man. And he was not an old man, he was a young man. And I think he influenced a lot of people for the Lord in his day and age. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 4 or 5 verses there, here's what happened. Daniel had an enemy. And Daniel's enemy was out to get him, and they actually put a piece of paper together, a decree, and they had the king sign it. They convinced the king that nobody in the kingdom should be praying to anybody but him, and they weren't to be praying to Jehovah God. And Daniel's enemy knew that Daniel prayed 3 times a day to his God. So his enemy set him up. The king did not know that Daniel was being set up by the signing of this piece of paper. Then Daniel found out that they had done this. And according to Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, when it came time for Daniel to pray, knowing that there was now a law that he could not do it, the law stated that if somebody got caught praying, they were going to be put to death. And what ends up happening in a little while, they end up throwing Daniel in a lion's den to put him to death for praying, like he said he would, as he usually did. When Daniel found out that they had signed the law, the Bible says that Daniel prayed anyway. Now that took courage. If you don't think so, if I said to you, there's been a national law passed that if you get up tomorrow morning and you pray, you will be shot. I wonder how many of you tomorrow morning would get up and pray. You say, well, Brother Owens, I'd do what I always do. Yeah, that's not pray. I'm talking about if you had a routine of praying every morning and you were told you'd be put to death tomorrow if it happened, it'd take some courage to get up tomorrow morning and get on your knees and pray. But that's what Daniel did. And the men knew he would. And the minute it happened, the Bible says that they tattled on Daniel. They, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 11, they caught him. They went and turned Daniel into the king. And in verse 12, 13, 14, and 15, you see the story. In verse number 16, the king's heart is broken, but he said, I said it was going to happen. Daniel, I've got to throw you in the lion's den. And Daniel got placed in a lion's den. According to Daniel chapter 6, verse 17, Daniel was in the lion's den overnight. In the morning, the king went to the lion's den. And in chapter 6, verse 25, and a few verses around there, the king goes and he shouts into the lion's den, Daniel, is the God you serve able to deliver you? If Daniel was playing with him a little bit, he probably gave a moment of silence. You know how that moment of silence just the right way? But Daniel yelled out, he said, yes, sir, king, everything's good. My God delivered me. Daniel had been in that lion's den all night long. Well, what ends up happening is the king says, I'll tell you what, any guy that's got a God like that, his God is worth serving. And so the king turns around and makes a rule, says everybody needs to serve that God. But that's the story. God was with Daniel. I happen to believe this. You say, why is it that those lions didn't eat Daniel? Well, have you ever heard someone tell you that a dog can sense fear? And if a dog thinks you're afraid, they're liable to bite you. But if they know, and I don't think you're supposed to attack a dog like that to show your strength. I just think there ought to be a confidence. I happen to believe that Daniel had a boldness about him. And I think the lions recognized a spiritual boldness. By the way, those lions were under God's control. But I believe that Daniel had a courage about him, and then that courage, I think, pays off in this whole story. Matter of fact, the Bible says this. You remember the very first verse we read tonight? Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 1, it says, "The righteous are as bold as a lion." When I got to thinking that I wanted to talk to us about growing our courage, I thought of the story of Daniel. Then I got to thinking about Daniel getting thrown in the lion's den. I asked myself, why didn't Daniel get eaten? Well, I wonder if the lions, you know, the lion is the king of the jungle. They're courageous. They're known for being courageous. I wonder if those lions looked at Daniel and said, that guy right there is about as close to a lion as I've ever seen. He got backbone. He's got courage. I believe it because the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Listen, that boldness, what was that? That was courage. And folks, I think there's a big difference in courage or confidence and arrogance. God does not approve of arrogance. God does not approve of sinful pride. But I think God does approve of spiritual confidence. I think God wants us to be confident in Him. But the subject of tonight is courage. And all I did was I jotted down and studied for a little while this thing of courage. I'm going to give you three very simple things that I think will help us to become courageous. They help to develop our courage. And folks, we need courage. We need courage to tell others about Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I still get nervous when it's witnessing time. I go up and knock on a door, and I know in just a moment somebody I've never met in my life is going to open that door, and I am to introduce myself and then introduce the Savior. And if you ever go soul winning with me, I might look real confident on the outside, but on the inside, I am panicked. I have sweaty palms. I still get nervous when it comes time to tell people about Jesus. I've been doing it a long time. Someone once said, leadership, you're like a duck. You're floating calmly on top of the water, but underneath, you're paddling furiously, trying not to drown. And I think that's a little bit what courage is. I think courage is you could go under, but you're doing everything not to go under. And I believe this. I believe we need courage to witness. I think we need a courage to live right. You look at some of the things that used to be illegal in our country, and things that God said ought to still be illegal in our country. And God said you and I are not to change what we believe, no matter what our country says they believe. It takes courage to do some of that. I think it takes courage to do the right thing. I think it takes courage to stand for Jesus Christ. And so I just want to talk, and this is going to be so simple, and you'll be shocked. We'll be on our way before you know it. Courage. I believe that Daniel was as bold as a lion. I think the courage God instilled in Daniel probably saved Daniel from dying. I believe that Daniel made it. One of the reasons Daniel made it through the lion's den is because there was a courage there. He was as bold as a lion. First of all, I believe this. I believe prayer for the Christian produces courage. Prayer produces courage. Let me read a verse to you and stay with me. I've got a couple verses about this. 2 Samuel 17:10 says of a man, it says, and he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion. Here, a man, again, is compared to a lion. That means that person had courage. By the way, that man referred to in 2 Samuel 17 was a praying man. Now, Daniel 6:10 it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Now let me explain. Daniel, I believe, had courage. We all know that he did. He gets our praises for having courage. But notice, it took courage for Daniel to pray, but I believe that courage comes from prayer. And what I love about this is Daniel merely kept praying like he did before. Folks, you need to get a prayer time, and you need to get consistent at it. Daniel prayed three times a day. It's what he had always done. And now he's just going to keep doing what he had always done. But you say, how did Daniel get the courage to go to prayer? He got the courage to go to prayer when he was threatened with death because of all the times he had gone to prayer. Prayer produces courage. You tell me, who do you think is going to be the boldest soul winner? The one that prays and has a relationship with God on a regular basis, or the one that doesn't pray very often? Look, if you're going to go out soul winning, could I recommend you do some praying before you do it? Why? Well, look, the reason we need courage is because there is a certain inadequacy. There's a certain weakness. And what do you do if you're weak? Well, call on the one who will make you strong. And me and God, we make a majority. I go to God, I say, God, I need courage. So I go to God, I say, God, hey, how about you help me? And God said, I'll go with you. And I say, you know what, if he's going to go with me, I think everything's going to be all right. I think Daniel went to God and said, God, they're going to throw me in the lion's den. God said, Daniel, don't worry, I'm going with you. Daniel said, let's get this show on the road. Meals on! Where'd he get the courage? On his knees. He got that courage. Daniel had courage because he prayed. The Bible says again in Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Daniel had a confidence going into the lion's den because before going into the lion's den, he had been on his knees and he had prayed and he had said, God, help me, strengthen me. And God said, you got it, Daniel. I answer prayer. And I'm sure there was a little bit of this in Daniel's life, but God said, don't you worry, Daniel. I'll help you through this. Daniel believed in prayer. Folks, listen. I think you say, preacher, I go to the public school and it's hard. Okay, now listen to me. If you want to take a stand in the public school, you're going to need to learn to pray. God never intended for you to take the stand by yourself. Your character is not enough. Your personality is not enough. You need God. Well, how do you get God's help? You go ask for God's help. You say, preacher, I'm a little bit weak. Then I'd recommend you do a lot of praying. Pray. Pray. Pray, Christian. So, I believe Daniel had courage because Daniel prayed. What better way to get the courage to face the devil than to go to God who can handle the devil and get the companion? Someone said, Jesus is my co-pilot. I got news for you. He's my pilot. I don't want him in the back seat. I want him up front. I want him to be my point man. Now listen to me. If you need courage, get God on your side, and you do that through prayer. So I believe the courage in Daniel's life had something to do with the prayer life that Daniel experienced. Next, I believe not only prayer helped him with that courage, I think Daniel stood for the truth, and his confidence in the truth gave him courage. I'm going to read you some verses again, have to do with lions. But listen, Amos 3:8 says, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? Isaiah 5:29 says, their roaring shall be like a lion. It's talking about confidence. The lion speaks out. In the jungle, the lion's not afraid to tell you he's there. He's the king of the jungle. Now, when Daniel is asked the question about who he is and what he is. Do you know all the way through the book of Daniel? He is not afraid to say, I belong to God. I belong to Jehovah God. You see Daniel in a foreign land in captivity promoting truth. He's uplifting the truth. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 and 21 says, when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Where in the world did that lost king learn all of that? Look right up this way. Where in the world did that lost king learn all of that stuff about God? God, the living God, continually able? In other words, Daniel had been saying, God keeps delivering me and delivering me and delivering me and delivering me, and my God's alive, He's not dead, and my God's Jehovah God, and my God's the one that cares about me, and my God's going to take care of me. You know what Daniel had been doing? Daniel had been telling the king the truth. Daniel had been spreading the truth. Daniel had been talking about the truth. Daniel had been, and because of that, there was a courage in Daniel's life. Folks, truth is the most powerful weapon available to you, especially against evil or wrong or sin. Get this. Do you know what's going to happen in the end time? Do you know when we come to the battle of Armageddon, when the Antichrist rises up against Jesus Christ? Do you have any idea how Jesus is going to put down the Antichrist? He's going to speak the word. Truth is going to mow down the opponent. Now, I happen to believe that one of the reasons that Daniel had courage when he went to the lion's den is because Daniel said, I am standing for truth. I'm standing for the right thing. I'm doing the right thing. Folks, let me tell you something. When you're doing the right thing, it's far easier to have courage. Look, when you go soul winning, did you know something? When you go out and tell someone about Jesus, you're doing the right thing. You're doing what God wants you to do. When we stand for the Bible, when we do the right thing, there ought to be a confidence. Hey, and it's not what you decided is right, and it's not what I decided is right. It's what God decided is right. And He's the one that created this old ball that we call the earth and everything in it and everything that exists. And when the Creator of the universe said, this is right and it's true, and you and I stand up for what God said is right and true, we ought to have confidence. I should not cower. I should not be afraid. I should not be ashamed. God said it's true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Look, when it comes down to you and God and us deciding if you're right or God's right, God's always right. You say, well, I wonder if the government says contrary. They're wrong. And they usually are. You say, where did Daniel get the courage? Well, first of all, he went to his knees. Secondly, he made sure that for which he stood was true. He made sure it was right. He made sure it was wholesome. He made sure it was pure. And Daniel said, you know, my conscience is clear. I'm doing the right thing. Why should I be afraid when I'm doing the right thing? You know who should have been afraid in this story? The men that were evil that lied about Daniel. And just so you know, I'll bet you they didn't have as much courage as Daniel, because they went into the same lion's den, but they didn't come out the same way. I picture them throwing Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel going over and making a lion into a pillow. Because Daniel had a boldness about him, but I'll guarantee you when the men that lied, the opposite of the truth, about Daniel got thrown into the same lion's den, there was no lion pillow. They were panicked, they were freaked out, they had lied and they knew it, and they'd never spent time with God to get the courage that they needed to face what they were facing. And I know this is simple, but folks, you want courage? Pray. You want courage? Know the truth. Stand for the truth. Believe the truth. You have no reason to cower if what you're doing is the truth. I've been in situations where I needed to stand up and tell the truth. I was invited to speak at a public school in Shreveport, Louisiana. Little over 600 students and faculty members there. And they wanted me to come because I had a ministry in the Chicago area that was to all the gangland kids in the public school there. They were called Bible clubs. And I had 34 Bible clubs in 34 different schools. And this church in Shreveport, Louisiana, or this public school in Shreveport, Louisiana, heard about it. They said, won't you come down and speak to our school? They wanted me to give a dope to hope type of a message. And I said, sure, I'll come down. And it was fantastic because I got a chance to talk to those kids. But my goal is I really wanted to tell them about Jesus. But you know something? Those people, they were not totally expecting this Baptist preacher to stand up in a public school and preach to over 600 people about Jesus Christ. And I got a little worried for a minute there. I got to thinking, I wonder what they're going to do when they find out this isn't just a dope to hope kind of a party that we're having here. You say, well, did you tell them? No, I figured the best time to tell them is after it was already over with. Why blow the opportunity? So I stood up and I told them for a little while, you know, dope will make you dopey and don't do it. And then I said, let me tell you what the real answer is. Because the answer is not some program that the socialist government has given them. The answer is Jesus Christ. And I preached the gospel to them. And I was a little bit nervous about it. Oh, but what a blessed day. Over 600 people trusted Christ right there in that auditorium. We gave the invitation. There were teachers on their knees just everywhere. I was preaching that. Matter of fact, I was preaching a meeting with Dr. Carl Hatch. How many of you heard of old Dr. Carl Hatch? He sat back. He said, I can't believe what just happened. I said, I can't either. And with that, I'm amazed. I was as nervous as all get out going into that meeting. Listen, when you're telling the truth, the only thing that calmed me was this. I thought, you know, I don't know what they're going to do when they find out that I'm going to turn this thing around and I'm going to give them the gospel and I'm not leaving here without telling them about Jesus Christ. The only thing that gave me the courage to go through with it is this. Well, they will have to arrest me or do whatever they do for telling the truth. And I guess it'll be worth it then, because I'm telling them the right thing. Listen, prayer produces courage. Truth produces courage. Let me give you another and I'm done. I believe faith produces courage. And I know this is not a complicated sermon, but folks, if you're listening to me, I promise you what I'm telling you. This works. These are ingredients for strong Christianity. Faith produces courage. The Bible says this in Proverbs 30:30. It says, a lion which is strong among beasts and turneth not away for any. Do you know that when, according to Daniel 6:26, even after Daniel heard that they had passed the decree and that he was going to get thrown in the lion's den, if he went through with his prayer life, he went ahead and did it anyway. And I'll tell you why. I think Daniel had faith that God would take care of everything. I think he believed that God was in control. I think that, listen, folks, victory for the Christian is not beating the other guy. Victory for the Christian is believing God and obeying God because you believe God. That's victory for the Christian. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that which is not of faith is sin. But I believe this. I believe Daniel went to his knees. He prayed. It helped his courage. I believe Daniel said, I'm standing for what's right. Why should I back off? That helped his courage. I also believe that Daniel had faith in the book or the truth and the God that he spoke to. And he just happened to believe that whatever is going to happen to him tomorrow, it was in God's hands too. I think Daniel had faith in God. Now, you know, if you will put your faith in God, it's going to give you some courage. Believe God. Did God say, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Yes, he did. You know what that means? He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you know what some of you do? You lose your faith. You lose your faith. And then you call the preacher, you talk to him for a second, he says, and the preacher says, hey, don't worry, God's going to take care of you. You say, okay, well, I'll try. And then God does take care of you, and you tell your friends, I had faith all along. I really knew it was going to be all right. But you know, we lose our faith. And when we lose our faith, we lose our courage. We're no longer, and I'm not talking about arrogance, I'm talking about a confidence. Faith produces a confidence. Faith is a producer of courage. I think when Daniel went in the lion's den, he was like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You remember those boys were told, we're going to throw you into the burning fiery furnace, and they said, you can go ahead and throw us into the burning fiery furnace. Our God is going to deliver us. But if not, we're still not going to bow down to you, King. You know what they were saying? You may throw us into the fiery furnace and we have the faith that God is going to spare us. But if God doesn't spare us and He kills us, He's going to give us one better. He's going to go ahead and take us to heaven. It's a no-lose situation. And if you spent time with God and you're doing what God said, you better believe the outcome is in God's hand and have faith, because you say, well, wonder if it hurts. Well, if it hurts, God intended for it to hurt. But God has a plan, and we've got to put our faith in the God that has a plan for our life. I think Daniel had faith. Faith produces courage. Prayer produces courage. Truth produces courage. If you'd like to grow in your courage, you're going to have to grow your prayer life. You're going to have to grow your belief and understanding of the Bible. That will grow your faith. And I think some of you will become more courageous in the Christian life. I go back to this. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I think Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, and the lion said, I think he's one of us. This is a tough dog. I mean, he talks to God. He roars. He's not afraid to stand up for what he believes. I'm going to eat him. We're not cannibals. They'd had to have been cannibals to eat one of their own. Because Daniel was as bold or courageous as a lion. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Someone here tonight needed a little dose of what's been said. You need some more courage. I'm not talking about arrogance, and I'm not talking about meanness or harshness, but some of you need a little courage to say the right thing, to do the right thing, to go to the right place. Oh, has God spoken to your heart? You say, I'm waning in my courage. Then I'd recommend, hey, you know what? I would speculate you're waning in your prayer life. You're waning in your Bible study. Your faith has become weak. Somebody here needs some courage. Who here tonight with uplifted hand would say to God, God, you've spoken to me tonight. You've spoken to me. Just let God see your hand so He knows that He's worked something into your mind or into your heart. God bless you. You may put your hand down. We're going to have an altar call. If you need a moment to come to the altar, you feel free to come. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Lesson number 40 on growth. Growing your courage. How do you do it? Prayer produces courage. Truth produces courage. Faith produces courage. Boldness comes from your walk with God, your relationship with God, and then acting upon the belief of God. Courage. Courage to face the bad. Courage to face the good. I think some of you feel like God wants to use you in a big way in life, and it's a little scary to you. You need courage. You say, where am I going to get the courage to let God use me to step out and do what He wants me to do? I'll tell you where you get that courage. You'll get it on your knees, in the book, and then acting upon what He tells you when you're on your knees and in the book. Having faith in God. Ushers, if you'll prepare yourself, we'll need the prayer bulletin. This is the last time through the song. Okay, remain standing for just